Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm your host, Dr. Dolores Fazzino. And, you know, there's so much going on in our world today. And in a way, it's really good. And I'll tell you why, because it's allowing people to wake up more to what is going on in the world, but waking up to where maybe we need to make some changes within ourselves. So I decided that, you know, we're going to talk about being unapologetically awake today on our show. And we know that when we are awake, sometimes it's a very scary place to be. Okay. It's like, okay, it's almost like you've woken up from a deep slumber and maybe you've been asleep your whole life. And all of a sudden you awake and you realize life is just not working. It's just like we have been programmed to believe what we see outside of ourselves is reality. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I believe it's an illusion. Because we could create anything we want. And it's all about aligning ourselves, aligning with what is within ourselves and trusting the information we are getting within ourselves and being strong enough to stand in that knowingness. And it might be a stretch for some people. And I'm here to say that, you know what, everybody has that capability. And just to be patient with ourselves and just allow ourselves to experience what is going on. So, you know, let's talk about being unapologetically awake. It's all about vibration, okay? And we talk a lot about this on my show, frequency, vibration, and energy, because those are like, I call it the trifecta, because that's like what is there for us right now. Everything has a frequency and an energy. And we've talked about this before. Our thoughts, feelings, our emotions, they're all energy. They're like what's below the surface of the iceberg, okay? What we see is the physical aspect of who we are and our physical reality. That's the tip of the iceberg. But there's so much stuff that's brewing and percolating below the surface that's also feeding what you're seeing in the physical. So when we become unapologetically awake, we are walking through life fully attuned to our soul's vibration. We're no longer filtering or fixing or fragmenting ourselves to make others comfortable. Now, I'm going to pose a question to the audience. How many times do you feel like you walk on eggshells in your life around certain people or certain situations? It's like there's the elephant in the room, but nobody's addressing it, but it's there. It's time to start looking and addressing those elephants and standing in your power and your vibration. And it's not about, you know, making somebody right or wrong. It's standing in your truth. When you are filtering or fragmenting yourself or even fixing yourself to fit into someplace, newsflash, you don't fit in there. You're not supposed to be there because it's creating you to show up and play small. And that's not what we're about anymore. So when you are fully attuned to your soul's vibration, there's no masks, there's no dilution, you're just anchored in your truth. And what a beautiful thing to have, being anchored in your truth. So you're, you know, who you are and what you do are aligned, okay? you know, we always could tell what a person's true intentions are. What they say and actually what they do may be incongruent, may be opposite. So it's like, it's almost like you are walking your talk. What you say is what you actually are doing. So leading by example, and it's like you have this alignment of who you are on the inside with what you present to the world on the outside. So, you know, it's an energetic congruence, to give it another word. It's how your inner knowing leads your outer expression. So you're allowing and trusting that inner wisdom you have within yourself to lead you to what your next steps are. So I'm just going to invite you guys just to play with this in your real life, you know, in your lives. You know, follow what your gut feelings are and let that lead you on the path of what you need to do. I do that sometimes if I'm going shopping, where I just tune in and just ask my higher self, where do I need to go to get blah, 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 or this thing and that thing. And usually they will show me where I need to go. And so I follow that, and it makes life so much easier. Okay. Instead of trying to search for things on the, you know, looking through a big haystack for a needle, it's like the needle is presented to you without digging through the haystack. And so that's like an example of just being a tuning fork of light, okay? Your presence is going to shift the rooms and your energy becomes the message. So it's like when you're truly aligned with who you are and you show up as you are on the inside and it's reflecting out outside, you become this huge beacon of light, and your presence, you don't have to say anything. You could just walk into a room and people will notice you because your energy and your essence comes before you. And you probably have had that experience with, you know, other people in your world or other situations where you walk into a room and you just feel like you could feel what's in that room. Trust that. Or sometimes you could feel a person coming down the hall and you may not like that person, and you could feel that, you know, whatever that energy is that repulses you. So, you know, and because everybody is a tuning fork, it's like who their essence radiates out. And so it's about that discernment piece too. So you're allowing yourself to become more fine-tuned, so you're able to walk in your light and radiate that, you know, tuning fork of high vibrating light and frequency. This is the point where you are alignment and you're no longer chasing alignment. So let me say that again. This is where you become, you are the alignment and you're no longer chasing alignment. When we, so let's talk about, you know, all of this stuff kind of comes with a price, okay? Yeah, there's pros and cons to every situation in life. And sometimes some of the price that we have to pay for this is that when you are no longer in alignment with surroundings around you, there's an energetic dissonance that becomes almost unbearable. It's like you're vibrating at a higher frequency and there's a different energy that might be lower or even higher, but it's like you're not in alignment with it. Also, maybe you may not be in alignment with yourself. There may be an energetic dissonance within yourself. You're one way inside, but yet on the outside, you present yourself something completely different. That's a misalignment. So that's another definition of an energetic dissonance. And, you know, once you become awake, I believe that you realize, oh, okay, so maybe I'm creating this and I could do something to raise my frequency to shift and change that. Remember, everything starts with us first. Okay. We are the ones that can change ourselves. And how, when we change ourselves, remember that ripples out into collective consciousness and people will experience that, but also you know, see who you truly are. Your essence will be there. The other thing that happens, one of the other prices that you pay for being unapologetically aware, is that old timelines collapse. And what that means is that maybe your jobs are going to change, your relationships might change, or your roles are going to change because they no longer hold the same energetic alignment as to where you are going. Okay, so you know, and maybe at one time you were aligned with that, and maybe your frequency and vibration has raised up and the old stuff is down here and you're here. So you know what, it's no longer an alignment. Okay, because you're different than what was. So, you know, for a lot of people, this is where it gets a little scary because they're in uncharted territory and they feel that, oh my God, what am I going to do if I, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, sometimes people will stay longer than they need to in situations that, and the thing is, you know, the universe is kind of showing you it's time to go. And then they may, the universe might, and you ignore the universe and the universe gives another tap on the shoulder to go, and you ignore that, and then all of a sudden the refrigerator drops on you, and then you have to do something because it's no longer working for you and it's so obvious. So I invite people, when this starts happening for you, look at it from the perspective that you're getting energetically upgraded. You're never getting anything taken away from you. You're actually getting more and more things that are more aligned with who you are and where you are going. Okay, so just know that, and you know, your frequency is going to rise. Okay, and that's what happens a lot of times too. You start on your pathway to, if we want to call it ascension, your energy is going to rise, and that's okay. And it could be really, like I said, it could be frightening and scary at the same time, yet it's a good thing. And you know, we have a special program. My partner and I called I'm Awake Now What, and this helps a lot of people maneuver through this. So go check that out. It's on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. And the other thing that's really interesting too is that when we pay the price, it's our nervous system is being recalibrated. So look at life this way, especially our bodies, our body, mind, and souls. We are getting energetic downloads all the time. Imagine that our physicality is a computer, okay? Just like we have a laptop or a desktop computer, you know, when we get a new program, it is upgrading that whole computer. So we need to shut the computer off to so it could reboot and then, you know, reopen that and the computer's okay. Just like a computer, we as human beings are getting energetic downloads. So what happens is that our body needs to recalibrate the frequency at a higher vibration. So that can mimic a lot of different things, anything from health challenges to just, you know, you're feeling like you're getting the flu, or, you know, maybe you are just not feeling up to snuff. Sometimes the best thing to do is take a deep breath, maybe put yourself to bed, go to sleep, because a lot of times when we sleep and rest, it allows that energy to reintegrate into our physical body. And it's like we're rebooting our, you know, ourselves, which is just in similarity to rebooting your computer. So just know that. So we're going to go on our first break, and we're talking today on the Dr. Dolores Show about being unapologetically awake, the price and the prize. And when we come back from our break, we'll talk more about what the prizes are of being energetically awake. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And on our show today, we've been talking about being unapologetically awake, the price and the prize. And before break, we were talking about what the price is of being awake and some of the things many of us are going through and how scary, and it's just an uncharted territory. And when we are in that place, sometimes we don't have resources and things to help ourselves along. So, you know, we're going to talk about what you can gain by staying awake and being vibrationally aligned. You know, what I have found in my life and I've witnessed in other people, you have more of this peace and this grounded serenity that pulsates through your being. It's like no matter what is going on around you, you are A-OK, awesome, and doing fine. And it's really interesting right now because those of us who live in the US of A, there's lots of stuff to really set off our triggers. And it comes to the point where it's like that external stuff doesn't even trigger you anymore. So when you are more awake and you're standing in your power, you're going to have that grounded serenity. You're also going to find that people and opportunities and creations come to you and are more drawn by your resonance. It's not about marketing and getting your word out and all this other stuff like the way we used to do business. It's more of your resonance and who you are. Your essence is where what's going to be captivating people, and you're going to be knowing that, okay, this is who this person is. You're going to be able to discern what is real and what is AI, what is real, what is Memorex, and what is real and what is bullshit, okay, to make it short, because this is, you're going to know within a doubt that your certainty is rock solid, spot on. You're going to have so much clarity that you're going to be able to be tuned into your intuition as almost as if you're having a conversation with another person. It's like you're going to be able to hear those still whispers in the water, okay? You are, when you are fully awake, staying awake, it's like you are in the present moment. You're in this reality. You're right here, right now. And, you are no longer going to leak your power trying to please or prove others to others, okay? So you're going to be claiming your energetic sovereignty, okay? Your right to be who you are as you are, and not a simplified version or a diluted version or a, in other words, you're no longer going to allow yourself to play small. You're going to show up in all your glory and be okay, a-okay with it. What you're going to realize too is that awakening isn't about leaving your body. It's about inhabiting it as source express. So that means that you're fully incorporating the aspects of who you are, your higher self, and you're going to be an example of oneness in form. And that might be a stretch for some people right now, but that's okay. It's not about having to leave your body to become awakened. You're going to become awakened while you're still in your physical body. So, you know, staying awake is really important. It's about you're no longer allowing yourself to numb out, okay? What's important, your energetic hygiene becomes almost non-negotiable. And what we mean by energetic hygiene, it's like your ability to keep your energy field clear, in alignment, and protected, okay? Energetic hygiene, I love that. It's just like, do I give my aura a bath? Yes. Sometimes by sound healing, you could do that, even like doing clearing, breath work, or just being still. And so you could just be fully present. It's not about numbing out. Numbing out is just like, numbing out is like disconnecting from what is going on. When you are able to stay connected, you're setting clearer boundaries, okay? And a lot of times that's energetic and it's probably something that you can't sense or feel. It's more of an unconscious type of thing. You're going to choose vibrational integrity over temporary comfort, okay? So it's about knowing what's good for you and what's not. It's that discerning piece. And trusting that, even though you're tempted to go do something and your intuition is screaming, no, you better not do that. No, you better not do that. And you do that. And then you realize later that you probably should have listened to yourself. Those are those things. So choose vibrational integrity. And discern the difference between true rest and spiritual bypass. So sometimes, you know, we'll want to try to numb out and take a bypass when sometimes you just need to rest, okay? It's not about ignoring what's going away, just saying, yes, I'm aware of this, but I just need to rest right now. It's not about ignoring what's going on and pretending it's not there because it's still there. It becomes the elephant in the room. It's more about just saying, okay, I will deal with this. You know, I'm aware of it. It's like, I will know when I need to deal with this. And a lot of times, if you go from that perspective, you know what you need to do and how you need to do it. It's like you just get those downloads. Anchor in nature and movement and breath. Your body is a vessel of your awakening. So spend some time out in nature. You know, I have this beautiful yard that I've really cultivated to be like a magical place, that it is where the animals come because it's a safety haven. There's water. I provide some type of food and birdseed or whatever for them, but they come. And it's like, sometimes it's like wildlife daycare in my yard, because currently it's springtime or almost summer, or it's where, I guess we're in summer now, time flies. I have 5 baby squirrels and 2 baby rabbits that come and frolic and play. And, you know, it's like their parents just leave them off in my yard for the day, and they're just having a grand old time. So I enjoy that because I really get to be fully present and watch that and be part of that. So it's really kind of cool. So this has helped me ground myself and allow me to be more fully present as well. And just the reminder that life is simple and to be more playful. You know, we also talk about community a lot too. And this is where we are moving from the essence of the me to the we movement, where, you know, the third dimensional reality was more about ego and solo type of voyages, where now it's about people coming together in community and supporting and working together. And we're seeing that here in the United States when a lot of these protests are happening, the peaceful protests. It's like people are coming together in community, in large amounts of community, and moving forward. So this is a good thing, you know. So find a community that you resonate with. And it also adds to the collective consciousness. It amplifies, you know, the shared energy that we have, it amplifies out. So these are good things. So I'm just going to leave you with some prompts that maybe you need to just take a look at, you know, is like, you know, so what part of you is still apologizing for certain things in your life, either energetically or emotionally? You know, those are the things that, you know, have caused us to play small, kind of hide ourselves, kind of hide our essence, because we, you know, either piss people off or, you know, it triggers other people and we're trying to protect other people. You know, another question may be, where am I withholding my light for fear of being too much? Okay. You don't want to be, it doesn't matter if you're too much, you're being who you are. You know, if the person who is saying this to you, it's not you, it's they who have a problem with that. And that's not on you, that's on them. So just know that and don't take that on as your truth. It's a projection. That's not what we're supposed to do. A lot of times when there's projections, you know, people do a lot of projecting. They do a lot of judging and criticizing, name calling projections. To me, one of the game changers in my life was realizing that projections were really about what the person who was saying them, what they are all about. So projections are very telling about who the projector is. It's almost as if they're telling you who they really are. And, you know, I kind of, you know, take that with a grain of salt and don't take it personally, because I'm not going to own that as my truth. That is who they are. And sometimes if you're brave enough, you can say to them, oh, thank you so much for showing me who you really are. I appreciate that. Have a nice day. you could do that. I have done that and I just walk away because this is not my truth. And it's just like, they're just rattling on. So, you know, we see this a lot in the USA, you know, right now with our fearless, you know, whatever that leader is. and anyway, so lastly, you know, your soul frequency, you know, ask yourself, what soul frequency am I ready to fully embody today? And just, you know, see what kind of comes up. You know, it's just like you're in a safe place. This is the safest we've ever been. And it's time to no longer play small. It's about showing up in all your energetic essence and beautiful things. So, you know, if you are enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for The Dr. Dolores Show, and I will be grateful. And I will assist you, it'll assist us in getting the information out to those that need it. So let's spread the world. Let's spread the word to the world and grow our community as well. So we're going to go on our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about unapologetically awake, the price and the prize. See you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about being unapologetically awake, the price and the prize for being so on our show today. And, you know, a lot of people are waking up, which is really cool. And what I want to remind people of is that, you know, there's a saying, I'm awake, now what? When you're awake, you see through the illusion. So now what do you do with it? You know, it's like sometimes it's a scary place. So I am introducing I'm Awake Now What, a sacred soul community and a monthly portal of insight, integration, and high frequency embodiment. It's co-hosted by myself, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and my partner, Kosio Stamkaitis. And this is where conscious leaders, sensitive healers, and newly awakened souls gather to process the intensity of awakening, ground multidimensional truths into 3D reality, connect in high resonance community, receive support, clarity, and energetic tools. No fluff, no hierarchy, just real support for real awakening. Because your spiritual growth isn't a trend. It's your sacred evolution. So join us. Go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and there will be a button to push I'm Awake Now What, and it'll give you the prompts of where to go to join us. And we meet every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's recorded on a live Zoom link, and we talk about things that are pertinent to the times. We call them Conversations with Cozy and Dolores every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So join us. We'd love to have you. So, you know, as I like to do in all my episodes is provide a guided meditation so that you could integrate what we talked about and have an experience. It's an experiential component of what I like to do. So we're going to go into a guided meditation, and it's called the Frequency of Unapologetic Awakening. So I'm just going to invite you to just take a moment, find a comfortable spot, and when you're ready, close your eyes and just allow the external to dissolve. Feel the breath entering and leaving. Each inhale draws light into your being. Each exhale releases the residue of past selves, timelines, and masks. Visualize golden light spiraling down through your crown, anchoring into your heart, your belly, your legs, your feet. Now, imagine roots extending deep into Gaia's crystalline core. Feel yourself fully held energetically, emotionally, spiritually, and dimensionally. Now bring your awareness to your heart. Feel it pulsing with ancient knowing. Feel the truth you've been hiding gently rise. No shame, no fear. Just presence. Now, silently repeat. I give myself full permission to exist as I am. I harmonize with the frequency of truth. I release all need to shrink, hide, or explain. Visualize yourself standing in your light, unfiltered. See your aura expanding, radiating, pulsing with frequency. You are home in your body. You are home in your soul. Inhale deeply. Anchor this remembrance. Exhale gently. Send it into your field. Allow it to radiate out into the ethers. This is who you are. In your full glory. You are safe. You are secure. You are loved, valued, appreciated, and respected for who you are, just as you are. So once again, inhale deeply and anchor this remembrance. Exhale gently and send it into your field. And when you're ready, return to the space. Feeling awake, feeling clear, feeling embodied, and feeling unapologetically you. So welcome back, everybody. I just invite you to stay in this space for a moment or two. If you have a notebook, maybe write down your thoughts, your feelings, and what you learned about yourself from this meditation. And know that you could revisit this at any time. I love the quiet that we all experience after a meditation. It's as if we come back to ground zero. Where everything is still, quiet, serene. And fully present. My wish for you is that you could imagine having this on a really regular basis, moment to moment. So we've been talking about being unapologetically aware today on my show, the price and the prize. And this is the prize. It's your gift. It's the trueness of who you are. So we're going to go on to our next break. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up for the episode and share more. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And on today's show, we're talking about being unapologetically awake, the price and the prize. And it's very timely for what is going on in our world today because, you know, there's a lot of people are waking up and it's, you know, it's interesting. And maybe it takes something like this to shake us to our core, to wake us up. It's all good. Okay. So, you know, let's just recap some of the things that we talked about on our show. Okay. Your frequency is your truth. Okay. It's your essence. It's who you are at a very deep level. It radiates out from you. And when you align with it, life aligns around you. It's almost as if there's the example of the holes in the Swiss cheese lining up. It's like when you're in alignment, those holes do line up and you're going to get the life around you is going to show that. I know that as a truth, and because I witnessed that in my life quite often. Loss is often a spiritual detox. Yes, loss is a spiritual detox. I have to agree with that. And we are just clearing out for whatever is no longer aligned with us energetically. Okay. It clears out the way so we can have more resonance in our life. Unapologetic living is reclamation of our soul's tone. It's actually allowing us to be who we are at the core of what we are and who we are, so we could just be our true authentic self without having to play small, you know, and fit into other people's expectations of how we should appear. Okay. We're done with that. It's about not taking on other people's projections of who or what or how we need to behave. Okay. It's about really aligning with our true power. And it's about coming into power with ourselves and setting boundaries. Okay. Setting boundaries of what is good and what's not good and what you're going to allow and what you're not going to allow. It's, you know, and it's not about making nice to fit in. Okay. Another thing is presence is power. Your embodied light is the medicine. And that's very powerful because we all have our own medicine, okay? That light within us is that spark of divinity within us. It's our intuition. It's our power. And it is how we are to be led and also to create the lives that we're supposed to live, okay, on purpose. You are not too much, just a reminder. You are tuned to more, okay? So, you know, point being made, stop playing small. Don't listen to what other people have to say about what and who you are. Those are projections. Don't take those on as your truth. And live live unapologetically. And, you know that all you need to do sometimes is just take one step forward and you're on your path to doing so. So some closing thoughts for our episode today. You are here to live wide awake, fully tuned onto your truth, not asleep in someone else's story. How many of us are doing that? Okay. The more unapologetically you radiate, the more you become the permission slip for others that they didn't know what they needed. It's not rebellion, it's resonance. This is not defiance, it's divine alignment. Let your awakening ripple into the world. So I'm going to leave you with a quote, and it's from Unknown. Don't shine light to make others feel comfortable. Shine more to remind them of their own light. So we talked a lot about waking up today. And waking up is not a bad thing. When we are awake, we see through the illusion of what's going on. And right now, there is a lot of illusion in our world. So it's really up to you whether or not you want to show up, play small, or allow yourself to be totally aligned with who you are and allow that essence to ripple out in the world and make a huge difference. So next week on the Dr. Dolores Show, we're going to be talking about the frequency of forgiveness. And forgiveness sometimes is a real touchy thing for a lot of people because it's almost like, oh, I would rather be, you know, miserable than allow, you know, somebody else to, I would rather punish the other person energetically than being part of where I want to be and who I want to go. So I'm excited to bring that because I've talked about forgiveness several times during the years, the episodes on my show. And I think it's time to revisit that again, because there's a lot of people are energetic shedding debris that sometimes there's some forgiveness aspect that needs to take place in order for us to become completely awake, aware, and aligned with who we truly are. It's like baggage that bogs us down, and it's time to clear out the valuable real estate you have in your energy field so you could actually fill it with creations of your desire. So anyway, thank you for listening to our show. And if you liked what you are hearing, once again, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes and search for the Dr. Dolores Show. I will be so grateful for this. And just remember to love yourself, show up in all your glory, and know that you are worth it. I love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.